And time for the observation deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A Number One Air.
Thank you, Miller Man. All right. So, I did a little research. Because I've been obsessed with this idea of unclaimed property. And I actually figured up, Georgia, you had said that you knew that you were owed some money from various sources. Don't throw up the whatever you call
deuces.
That. The deuces. Oh, God.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for coming to see me.
Hey, listen, pal.
What?
We're going to head out of here. It looks like you're pretty tired.
No, you guys stay for a little longer.
Man, you need to get some rest.
Yeah, we'll come back tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll come back. It was just good to see you, you know, just to...
Let's talk some more sports or something.
No.
You really, they say you need to conserve your energy right
now. Oh, I feel fine. It's just, really, I'm feeling better.
The nurse just told us she's worried about your vitals.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and an orderly's about to come in here and put a pillow over your face. So we got to get out of here.
Pillow?
Yeah, so I went to the unclaimed property site that the state of Texas has set up.
Don't worry about my business.
Well, I looked up all three of our businesses, or bid now, I think is the plural form.
I'm interested.
All three of our bid now, and I got the totals for three of us.
Okay.
Three of the three of us. Now, who do you think has the most money owed to them?
You.
Because I knew that I had some because P1s would send it to me. Like every year someone sends me, hey, Gordon, I think you got some money owed to you. Because P1s are doing the same thing that everybody does. And that's just like, I'll just put in a name that I know and see if they're owed any money. And this is like when a company owes you money for a rebate or something like that. And then, but you never get the check or... They have an old address for you, and they send it there, and so you never cash a check. And I guess they're required to turn it into the state.
They are. And that's what happened to us when we moved. We had several checks sent there, and that's why I bet I lead.
Okay.
And I think this is – whatever you found, I think has been
– taken care of?
I think so.
But this was still on the state's website.
I know. That's what – I was told it was taken care of, so.
Okay. All right. So – Craig, I will give you your totals first.
Okay.
I found nothing for you.
I think I'm pretty good about
taking care of
whatever is owed to me.
Right.
I don't like leaving that out there.
And I am not. Like, there is probably a 50% chance that all of the expenses I've incurred here at training camp will never get turned in and I never get reimbursed.
And that makes me crazy, and it doesn't really impact me.
Right.
But it makes me crazy for you.
Yes. I'm just, I am neurodivergent, and and I'm just not a details or paperwork person, and it's cost me dearly throughout my life. Craig, so you had none that I could find.
Okay, that's good to know.
All right. Giorgio.
I predict I lead, even though you are a train wreck sometimes when it comes to paperwork. I ball hard. And you... ballers ball, and therefore, yeah, I bet I lead.
Well, I'll give you mine first.
Okay.
I'll give you mine first.
All right.
So I am owed, according to... the great state of Texas,
unnecessarily dressed up,
should secede from this union, which is the worst country in the world, unless I say it's also the best country in the world in other scenarios. But
by the way, isn't it wild that you can look up somebody else's? Like, you don't have to, give a
Social
some more information,
password,
something.
I know,
a secret handshake.
Yeah, secret handshake.
So get this. I could fill out the paperwork, I guess. I don't know how detailed it is. And I am owed $2,023.
Dang.
Dude, do it.
Yeah, no kidding. I had no idea.
That's over $2,000.
And some of these go back, I mean, 10, 15, 20 years.
Yep.
But that's from four different sources.
Does it show the sources?
Yeah, it'll tell you the sources. Yeah. And it's one was like an insurance company, I think, and I can't remember what the other ones were. George is owed $2,175.
Plays some wow. Wallet music. Whoa.
He leads.
Whoa.
That's also over $2,000.
He's owed from 12 different sources.
Wow.
That told I was you. Able to find.
And you guys just don't
well,
care.
I didn't know.
No, I've,
no I didn't know.
We've tried to address it at least twice in the last 10 years. And I can't remember what happened the first time. And the last time was several years ago, and there was some sort of, and we heard from some P1 last, oh, it's really easy. You just got to do this and this and this. It wasn't that easy for us for whatever reason.
Well, I'm motivated to do this. That's a lot of money.
I know. I'm telling you, we've made the effort.
Okay.
And I think it may have been.
Now, see, he's saying that they've tried and it's hard to get to, so now I'm just going to forget it again.
Maybe it'll be easy for you.
If you combine those two totals of what you guys are owed, that's in excess of $1,000.
Obvious point.
So there's P1s who are probably owed lots of money there too. Check it out, unclaimed property. I get
and that's
the feeling
so wild too. Did you see?
I think it's a scam. I think there's something like they're gonna say, yeah, you're owed this money. Like they just put in some figures, and so everyone will say, you know, they're owed money, and then it's like, oh, yeah, you can get this money real easy. Just give us your Social Security number and all your information and
yeah,
everything. And then all of a sudden, next
like
thing
that.
You know, your accounts are cleared out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need your bank account number. We could just route it right into your
obviously
bank account.
You don't. I mean, that's so wild that you can get that info just by putting my name in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I think it's bogus.
Could be.
That's why I think it's totally bogus. And that's why we never chased up on it, because we were never informed that we were owed anything.
But then if
it's a scam.
If it's a scam, then why am I owed $0?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they be trying to reel me in?
By the end of the day, you'll have a bunch of money that's owed to you, and they'll get your information too.
I don't think it's a scam. I think they should put your name on there, but just leave it at that. As far as the amount and all that and,
yeah,
and
who
sources,
it's from,
I mean, it's just like, wow.
Your address.
Really? That's
so
on there,
genius,
too?
So genius.
Oh, our old address? Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of old addresses.
Mm-hmm.
And see, this is where it hurts me, because I always used fake addresses for everything. So that's why I didn't know any money was owed to me, because they've been sending stuff to fake addresses.
You faked yourself out.
Yeah, I faked myself out. So there you go. Research that I did for you, Giorgio.
Well, thanks. I knew it was something like that.
Is this sorry? A real estate agent. I always wonder how often this stuff goes on. Mike Rose from Kamloops, which is where Ken Hitchcock was from,
mm-hmm.
former coach of the Dallas Stars. He was busted on some living room cam, kitchen cam that this family had set up. They were trying to sell their home, and he was their real estate agent. And he was busted on camera before waiting for some prospective buyers to come over to the house. He didn't do anything with his privates, thank goodness. But it did catch him going to the refrigerator, opening up the fridge, grabbing the carton of milk, drinking straight from it, putting it back in.
Okay.
That's weird on a lot of fronts. Number one, that he would do that to a client, and number two, do adults randomly grab a carton of milk and take a swig in the middle of the day just as a quick refreshment?
I think that's so gross.
It's really gross.
Yeah. I'm assuming some people do this.
Okay,
like
you're
drink
working
straight from a carton, their own carton.
Let's take it back a level, though. You're working for the people.
Mm-hmm.
Should you be allowed to go into the fridge and get a bottle of water?
Only if those people have told you that you can.
Yeah, but you're running the open house.
Yeah, but that doesn't authorize you to.
Yeah, but you're thirsty and you don't want to run down to the store.
Well, that's what he said. He said that his behavior was out of character for him. He said that he was unusually dehydrated at the time because of a new medication. So
who drinks milk when they're dehydrated?
It's supposed
the
to
worst.
Be something.
Really?
I've heard
that
recently that that will help rehydrate you as milk.
Oh, it sounds disgusting.
He said he was unusually dehydrated at the time because of a new medication as well as being under considerable stress.
He's got to get the house
to
sold.
Me, it seems
he's
like
pressure.
he's going two different directions. It's the old carpet bomb with a lot of information, and it's allowing someone who may be sympathetic to him to choose their own narrative.
Medication, pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
cover some base.
If it's about dehydration, why do you have to add in the stress part? Like, I just panicked. And
so the Cowboys this fall playing in a really hot weather game, we're going to see them all chug milk on the sideline?
No. Maybe. It's gross. It's
so gross.
Coach your mouth, all that.
Thursday
is a night
for this flex.
He had to pay a $20,000 fine for that.
Whoa.
Yeah. But he ought to be able to use, you can use the bathroom, just don't use the fridge.
Who fined him?
Unless it's your own stuff. You bring your own water bottle, you can open it and use the
fridge. I don't know about that bathroom thing, especially if it's the bad kind. I don't know. Right before an open house, you need
Charlie
to go in there and just unload.
I get that it's annoying.
The buffet that he went through the day before.
Right, you're adding a bunch of details we don't need.
But, oh, by the way, don't go in that hall bathroom just yet.
Hey, some people get annoyed when they have like a, you know, you have like a repair guy over or something, and the repair guy goes in and bombs the powder bath.
I've experienced that.
Yeah, I have too.
But what do you?
I don't know.
It's a human being that needs to use a restroom.
I know.
And it's reasonable for them to use it.
It feels like
they do need to tip you off though and say, "Hey, look, I need to unleash some hell. Tell me your point."
The tip-off you get... Oh, sorry.
No, I'm glad you talk over me when I say things like that.
Shouldn't that person pay for a deep cleaning afterwards of that bathroom? A deep cleaning?
No.
The tip-off you get is when he turns on the exhaust fan as soon as he walks in. You're like, oh, no.
But that's what he should do.
Yes.
You want
him to do
that. I know,
but that's also the tip-off of, are you kidding me? He's going in there to do that?
He's got to do it somewhere.
Let's sign
or
the
she.
Let's sign the papers and go down the road to the cafe and order something quickly and then run to the bathroom.
You're a big jerk. It's uncomfortable, but it's a necessity.
You are a big jerk.
As a matter of fact, I always make sure that all local repairmen know that my house is a safe space. If they're servicing a house down the road and they need to go on a run... Please, I have a place for you. I'm repairman friendly because I admire those guys for being able to do incredibly detailed work that not everybody can do.
I can't tell you the uncomfortable silence sometimes. Where's your nearest bathroom?
And you just wait them out to see if the question goes away?
My nearest bathroom, it's at the 7-Eleven, two blocks down the street.
God, you guys are jerks.
Hey, can I back you up and ask... Who fined this guy $20,000?
I think it was... Yeah, that's a good question.
His company? The real estate company?
But the real estate company, can't you just say, that's all right, I'll just work for somebody else?
Right. Is there a realtors association or union?
Here it is.
Or...
He has agreed to pay $20,000.
Why?
So the real estate agency was fined $20,000
NFL. Roger Goodell.
Yeah. Roger Goodell. Here it is. Mentioned right here. Roger Goodell in the NFL sued a Canadian real estate agent.
For chugging milk out of a carton of one of your clients, you're fined by a mysterious organization
$20,000?
$20,000. Maybe that's the way they do it in Canada.
That's crazy.
They got different rules.
Okay, but let me, as I interrogate my own stance, so the bathroom I'm saying is okay to use. But sleep is also a human necessity. Let's say that the repair guy needs to take a quick nap. Should he be allowed to use your bed?
No.
But it's a human need.
That's a private chamber.
Yeah,
but so is the hell room.
He can sleep on the floor. He's entitled to his human need of sleep, but he's not entitled to your bed. He can sleep on the floor.
And food.
Or a couch.
I don't even know about that. I don't even know if he needs to be sleeping anywhere.
Do you owe a meal?
Go sleep in your van, Chief. You don't need to be sleeping in here.
Gosh.
I'm here so I won't get fined.
$20,000.
$20,000.
For that?
Yeah. For
I've never heard.
You're saying that's too much.
Canadian.
I've never heard of anything like that.
Maybe they have a governing real estate body in Canada. Canadian.
You agree that he should be in trouble, just not $20,000.
Yeah, I think it's a slap on the wrist. I think it's a fun thing for all of us to talk about, but 20 grand for that?
I mean, he's really violating their trust.
But we see players in sports get in trouble all the time, generic, and the fine is $5,000.
Yeah.
And it's not, and it's for something more serious than this.
But this is a biohazard. He was introducing that family's children to his saliva.
That is gross.
Well, the kids are drinking cow mucus. That's what milk is.
It's so gross.
It's been pasteurized. It's cool.
So how do you know it's been pasteurized?
Because it's in a stinking bottle in your fridge.
A stinking bottle? That means it's not pasteurized. Even good milk doesn't smell right to me.
No. You're crazy.
Really?
Yeah, I love milk.
I think if you went into all the P1's milk containers right now, 89% of them would smell funky.
I don't know about that. That's way
That's
too
a fact. That's a, it's in the story.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah, well, my right. my sister and her husband were longtime dairy farmers. So got that over you.
All right, got to go.